in this perek, which as we're beginning to see is Ma'at Hakamas for Rav Ha'ichus. He packs a lot into a very small package with his unbeatable poetry, the Chazon Ish, introduces us already, defines the word Mida. We've used that word for years and years and years, and now he says, you know what it means? To have midos tovos or to have midos rows, but to have a mida, mida is something that comes in different sizes. And as opposed to a bike or a car, which if you cut it down to size, you broke it entirely, it's more like a shirt that could come in small, medium, or large. So midos, anava, rachamim, and so on and so forth, midos tovos come in different sizes. It's not binary, either you have it or you don't have it. You can have people who lack a Mida Tova entirely, but among the group of people, decent people that have a particular Mida Tova, people can have more of it or less of it. That could be compassion under certain circumstances, or I could have so much compassion that I'm able to care for people and empathize with people even when it's really difficult. So he said, we look at Emunah. Look at Emunah, and he's about, in the next paragraph, about to redefine this as bitachon. Emunah is the core belief in my mind, and bitachon is when it's applied, as he put it, pu'ulas ha'emunah al orkei ha'chaim, the application of Emunah to the flow of life, to the arteries and veins of life. So that's a midah. So you can have more of it or less of it. Even among the class of people, Baruch Hashem, are ma'aminim and not kofrim, I can have a stronger emunah, or I could be miketani emunah. And he said there are many, many different sizes that emunah comes in, even among great tzaddikim. Not all great tzaddikim are the same either. Okay, we look up and we see all these people way stratospheric in their emunah, way, way above us, and still, some are 10,000 feet above us in their emunah, and some are 100,000 feet above us in emunah. And he, in the previous paragraph, he identified one way in which Emunah expresses itself in life, which is self-control. The more I believe, spoke yesterday by the Gemara and Sota, it fundamentally, if you really, really believe, fundamentally any Avera ultimately is a moment of irrationality, because it doesn't really make rational sense ever to do it. The gain of no Avera is really worth the ultimate cost. And the gain, the cost of any doing any mitzvah never, never outweighs the ultimate gain of doing a mitzvah. If it's really 100% clear to me, the Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares, and the Schar V'Yonesh, if I was being 100% rational, I could never do the wrong thing. But we're not 100% rational. No one has 100% Emunah. Emunah comes in sizes, they said. That's one of the major applications of Emunah in our lives, is the extent to which the stronger my Emunah, the more I'm able to withstand temptation and prioritize long-term spiritual gain over short-term passing physical gain. Now in the second paragraph, page of Zion, he says, let's look at another way in which Emunah can play out, can apply itself in my life. Ka'asher ha'adam nifgash b'mikre, asher lifi ha'noeg sheba'olam tefuya elav sakana. A person is in a situation where, naturally speaking, there's a risk, there's a danger. I may be in trouble. So midarchi ha'teva livchor mitivas olam. The normal reaction is to be scared of what may happen. K'shas rucha yarpehu milizkar, and if I'm anxious, that may weaken me, I may forget, she'ein ha'mikra adoni alanu. Chance does not rule us. Chance is not in charge of us. Ein matzor la'ashem ilahoshio. Nothing is holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu back from saving me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may or may not choose to stop this risk. It may come to pass, it may not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, not blind luck. Nothing is holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu back from saving me, ulahachin misabavim sheyachlifu as kol hamisubavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu can put forces into place, causes into place that will change all the effects. In other words, to recognize that ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Hahavlaga b'shar hakasha halizo. the ability to remain calm and clear-eyed in a difficult time, in a difficult moment. And to reassert within myself the fact, the truth that I know in my head, but to feel it, to feel that truth in my kishkas. Which truth? He ain't kind of fun of shum pegara miyada mikra. The chance can't hurt me. Whatever happens, I may appreciate what's about to happen, or I may find what's about to happen painful. But it's all coming from Ribbono Shel Olam to be able to be clear-eyed in that way. Asher shorish emunaso mefiga pachdaso. And watch what he says. That kernel, that root of emuna, can take the edge off of my fear. I don't know what's going to happen. As he opens this parak, bitachon doesn't mean that I know for sure I'm going to pass the test. Bitachon doesn't mean I know for sure I'm going to make the bus. Bitachon doesn't mean I know for sure I'm going to get the job. But bitachon does mean that whatever's going to happen, Kadosh Baruch Hu's running the show, Kadosh Baruch Hu's driving the bus. So what that does do, it doesn't give me the ability to predict the future. It does, though, change my emotional reaction to whatever the future will be. That's the nekuda that he's bringing out. If I understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, I'm not sure what's coming tomorrow. But it's going to take the edge off of my fear. Mefiga pachadasa. Doesn't make it disappear entirely, but it takes the edge off. It takes the chill, so to speak, out of my fear. Nosenes lo ometz, and gives me the strength, lahamin de evsharus ha-hatzala. It gives me the strength to believe in the possibility. I don't know for sure that things will work out the way I want them to. But I do know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and if he decides that I should get the job, get the girl, get the graduate spot in graduate school, get the whatever it is I have in mind, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to land up with a good medical prognosis, he can. Ain lefan of netiya l'ra yosim netiya l'tova. Kadosh Baruch Hu has, nothing's tipping his hands this way or that way. He has a, Kadosh Baruch Hu has the power to choose. In yinze yikra'uhu midas habitachon. That is bitachon. And there we have it. Emuna is the abstract belief, and bitachon is the application, living that belief. And that's, as he uses his language so carefully, that's a midah. That's a midah. I could be more of a boteach or less of a boteach. Just because in a certain situation my bitachon didn't come through doesn't mean that I have no bitachon at all. It means I have less bitachon. Just like I could be a pretty humble person, but there were situations where I wasn't humble enough. Okay, it doesn't mean I'm not an anav at all. It means my anivus is a size medium instead of a size large. So maybe my bitachon is a size small instead of a size medium. Okay, it's a midah. I have some. I want to grow more. So that, and if you take a step back for a moment, he just identified a different aspect of bitachon. One afkamina is how I handle moral dilemmas. How much self-control do I have to do the right thing? And the second afkamina, the second aspect of bitachon, the second way in which emunah applies in my life, is to what extent is my emotional, not just my moral reaction to nisayon, but my emotional reaction to uncertainty. Not a question of doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I still don't know, but I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that can allow me to be calmer in the face of uncertainty, calmer in the face of risk. And he says, let's see one more paragraph for now. We'll leave the last paragraph in section Aleph for next time. Let's see one more paragraph for now. Let's think about how far this could go. We're talking about a midah, meaning it comes in different sizes. You can have more, you can have less. Over the course of one's life, one strives to grow into greater and greater degrees of the midah, midos in general, and the midah bitachon in particular. You want to know how far this could go? U'midas ha-bitachon la-hamid atzma nekudas ha-emuna af ba-ha-aloso ha-machshav to tzari yisur. A very, very great degree of bitachon is that you have this, I'm able to react to uncertainty from a place of emuna, even when things are really, really, really frightening. Even when there's a chance of terrible torture. This is a very great level of bitachon. Shelibo air, even when I'm looking at not just something a little scary, something absolutely frightening. And my heart and mind are still awake to the fact, ki lo ha-mikre piga'atu. It's not mere chance. It's not blind luck. Ein nikir ba'olam klal v'kakol mi'ito. We believe in Ashkacha Pratis, on human beings. We believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in each human being's individual life. Kamosha amru l'ulainus u'papas. A Gemara in Tainus, many of you have seen inside, in Larry Masechas Tainus. L'ulainus and Papas were two brothers who were sentenced to death by the Romans. And the Romans were taunting them. And they said, oh, where's your God now? You're being moser nefesh, you're giving your life to keep halacha, to keep mitzvahs, and we're about to kill you. We're about to annihilate you. Where is that God that you're giving up your life for? Why doesn't he save you? So they say to him, Chaznish takes that entire Gemara and puts it in the context of this understanding of bitachon. Where Linus and Papas say that, like, you children, what? If we die, anachnu is chayavnu. Our bitachon doesn't mean that we know things are going to work out the way we want them to, but it does mean that if things happen to us, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding this. So if we die a gruesome death, apparently for some reason or another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overseeing this, and that was his decision. He says, but you, they say, the Linus and Papas, the amount of confidence they have to be able to respond to these people who are holding all the cards. The Romans seem like they're holding all the cards, right? Linus and Papas' life is in the balance. The Romans are in charge, and they're taunting Linus and Papas, thinking, and again, we haven't seen Romans, but we've seen at least pictures and descriptions of Nazis. And it's very much the same mode. And trying to not just kill and torture, but dehumanize. And Linus and Papas say, what happens to us ultimately is up to your Rebbeinu Shlom. But you know what? They say that the Romans, you know what's up to you? You have Bechira Chavshus to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And the only one who's going to be impacted by that ultimately is you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to suffer, we'll suffer. He could make us suffer through you. Or, Harbi Horgum Yeshua Lamakum. Harbi Dubim. We could have been attacked by wild animals also, instead of by barbaric human beings. Because Baruch Hu wants to suffer for some reason or another, so he'll cause us to suffer. The difference is, are you going to be punished for doing the wrong thing? You, Linus and Papas say to the Romans, you have a moral choice to make. You could do the right thing or the wrong thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to suffer, we'll suffer whether at your hands or at the hands of wild animals. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to suffer, then you will not succeed in making us suffer. But the question is you. And you think about the presence of mind under that situation to not be cowed by the Romans who seem like they're holding all the cards. Where does that come from? They're both the content of what Linus and Papa say and the mood and emotional state that they're in to be able to respond that way. It's all an expression of extraordinary bitachon. What they say and how they say it. So they, again, he says, that's the second aspect of bitachon, the emotional reaction to fear and risk, to incredible level. These were people, Linus and Papas, were people of unusual bitachon. To be able, it should be able to play out even in such an incredibly frightening time, that's really, really extraordinary. We'll pick up next time in Mirtz Hashem with the final paragraph of section Aleph. He teases out a third aspect of bitachon, which we will, Mirtz Hashem will see tomorrow. And then we'll see from there how he'll do look at additional aspects of bitachon, as well as looking at what honest, genuine bitachon is like versus its pale imitations. We'll look at all that, Mirtz Hashem, going forward. And this is, again, this is all part of our hachana for Pesach, because that's what Pesach ultimately is about. One of the most significant central themes of the thinking, the machshava of Pesach, is recognize the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. I would stress, and leave you with this to think about, this nugget to think about. You can also chalk this up to our first time learning the Haggadah. One of the most basic parts of Magid, Gamliel HaYomer. Right? That happens to be it's already a Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, a very ancient part of the Sefer Tehillim of Mitzrayim. What does Gamliel say? Pesach Matzumar. And there's a lot of lumdis going on there also in terms of that an aspect Is that a fulfillment lo yatzadei chavaso of Pesach Matzomar or yatzadei chavaso of Magid? Maybe we'll talk about that going forward. But for now, let's just think about the content of what he says. In order to be Pashup Shah, in order to be Yotzei Magid, you need to not only talk about the story in abstract, but relate the story to the mitzvahs halayla, to the physical, tangible objects on the table. So it's worth thinking. This is one of the most basic sentences of Magid. What exactly are we saying? These should be the big issues. What are the big issues? So Marar is Zecher to the Shibud. Okay, we understand why that's there. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu tiptoed around the Jewish homes, and the fact that strikes us as, okay, sort of central, I think. Why Dafka that as opposed to any other part of the story? And then you ask yourself, Matzah, like the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed us out so quickly, that it wasn't even time for the bread to rise. Okay, that is an aspect of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But is it such a central one? There were 1,000 details. Why not have a zecher to lots of other things? There's so many details. Why dafka the fact that the dough didn't have time to rise? So that mamish makes it to the list of three main themes that Gamliel spells out. Why is that so central? So l'chora, and we'll see the Chaznish is going to focus on this more going forward in this parak. What both Pesach and Matzah speak to, al pi pashtus, is the precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives. There wasn't just broad brush, broad strokes, this area of Mitzrayim gets Makas Bechoros and that one doesn't. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with every individual and every family got exactly what they deserved. And that's the Pasach about to have a save in Mitzrayim. It wasn't just that area is getting Makas Bechoros. No. You get Makas Bechoros and you don't. And you get Makas Bechoros and you don't. And that's the significance, al pi pashtus, of the jumping over the homes. And the matzah is the same thing, but instead of who, it's when. The significance of the chipazot is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go free exactly now. It wasn't going to be an hour earlier, it wasn't going to be an hour later. It was going to be, Geula didn't just come, it came precisely when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to come. And that sense of the precision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in our lives, that's Hashgacha Pratis. It isn't just stuff happen, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes stuff happen. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu was making things happen as he wishes it to happen. Those are Taka central ideas. That's Pesach and that's Matzah. That's two-thirds of what Rukumil has to say. And then the backdrop is the Shibud that preceded it, and that is the Mara. And that's exactly what we're preparing for. This Parak HaBitachon, prepares us to appreciate that idea of Hashkacha, what belief in Hashkacha Pratis means practically. What are we supposed to walk away from a Seder with? Renewed emuna in Hashkacha Pratis, and it's going to play itself out in your life going forward in the way that the Chazon Ish lays out in this parak.